Chapter 2. Jen sat with Jesse outside at a table on the deck of the Grey Gull restaurant, where they could look at the harbor. "Is it always like this during race week?" Jen said. "Has been since I arrived," Jesse said. "Just to watch a bunch of sailboats race?" "And drink and eat and fornicate," Jesse said. "And maybe snort a little something, bet some money, maybe make a deal with somebody important. Big boats start arriving a month before. A lot of people come here for race week and never see a race." He was drinking iced tea. She had a daiquiri. She was wearing Oakley wraparounds. The veranda looked east at the harbor, and the sun was very low in the west and entirely screened from them by the body of the restaurant. Jen was a weather girl on a Boston television station, and people occasionally recognized her. The glasses didn't prevent that, and he thought, that wasn't why she wore them. She saw him looking at her and put her hand on top of his across the table. "How we doing?" she said. "So far, so good," Jesse said. The harbor was dense with racing sailboats, and beyond, in the deeper water near the point where the harbor opened into the limitless ocean, the big yachts lay at anchor. "Do they race those big ones?" Jen said. "Some of them," Jesse said. "At the end of race week, some of the yachts race from here to Virginia Beach. I'm told that the racing yachts are different than the yachts you just sail around in, but I'm not a seagoing guy, and I can't tell you what the difference is." The waitress brought lobster salad for each of them and a glass of white wine for Jen. "It came in on the news wire that you had to arrest that huge football player yesterday," Jen said. "One of the sports guys told me." "He was drunk at the dory," Jesse said. "Broke the bouncer's nose." "The sports guy said you subdued him with a nightstick." "I borrowed suits," Jesse said. "It was with, what's his name? Redford?" "Radborn," Jesse said. "I was with Radborn at a charity thing," Jen said. "He's enormous. Weren't you intimidated? Even a little?" "Well, the bigger they are," Jesse said. "Oh, God," Jen said. "Not that." Jesse smiled. "How about, it's not the size of the dog in the fight? I'm serious. It interests me. You interest me." "If you've been a cop," Jesse said, "especially a big city cop like I was, after a while you sort of expect to handle it." "But he's twice your size." "It's not really about the other guy," Jesse said. "It's about yourself." "So what's your secret?" Jesse grinned. "Usually it's backup." "And this time?" "Well, suit was there, but the guy was out of control and the place was crowded. And he gave you attitude," Jen said. "He did. You gotta get a guy like Radborn right away or you're going to have to shoot him." "What did you do?" "I hit him in the balls with suit's stick." "Ouch," Jen said. "And that was it?" "Essentially it was," Jesse said. "I was talking to the bartender before you arrived," Jen said. "Doc," Jesse said. "Yes, he said you didn't press charges." Jesse drank some iced tea and grinned at her as he put the glass down. "This morning when he was sober with a deadly hangover, we gave him the choice. District court or clean the squad car." "Clean the squad car?" "He puked in it." "Oh, yuck," Jen said. "So much for dinner." "Don't kid me. You're about as queasy as a buzzard." "But much cuter," Jen said. "Did he do it?" "He did," Jesse said. "And we let him walk." "With his hangover," Jen said. "Awful one, as far as I could tell." "You would know about those," Jen said. "I would." They ate their lobster salad for a time. It was mediocre. Jesse always thought the food at the Grey Gull was mediocre, but it was a handy place and friendly, and had a great view of the harbor on a summer night sitting on the deck. Jesse didn't care much what he ate anyway. When they finished supper, they walked along the waterfront for a stretch. The streets were full of people, many of them drunk, some of them raucous. Jesse seemed not to notice them. "I brought my stuff," Jen said.
"For an overnight?"
"Yes," Jen said. "I'm not on air until tomorrow afternoon."
You bring it in the house?
Yes. I unpacked in the bedroom.
That sounds promising, Jesse said.
It is promising, but I need to walk off my supper first.
You never were a love on a full stomach girl, Jesse said.
I like things just right, Jen said.
Sure, Jesse said. Away from the wharf, the street life grew sparse. No more bars and restaurants, simply the old houses pressed up against the sidewalks. There were narrow streets and brick sidewalks, bird's eye glass windows, weathered siding, and widow's walks and weather vanes. It was dark and there weren't many streetlights. Away from the race week crowds, the old town was dim and European. Jen took Jesse's hand as they walked.
This time, Jen said, things might be just right.
Maybe, Jesse said, if we're careful. The street side windows were lighted in many of the homes, and people sat watching television or reading something or talking with someone or drinking alone behind the drawn curtains only inches away from Jesse and Jen as they walked.
How long since you've had a drink, Jesse?
10 months and 13 days, Jesse said.
Miss it?
Yes.
Maybe in time you'll get to where you can have a drink occasionally, Jen said. You know, socially.
Maybe, Jesse said.
Maybe in a while you and I can be more than, you know, one day at a time.
Maybe, Jesse said. In this neighborhood, fewer lights were on. The streets seemed darker. Their footsteps were very clear in the silent sea-smelling air.
You've slept with a lot of women since we got divorced, Jen said.
Jesse smiled in the darkness. No such thing as too many, he said.
There certainly is, Jen said, and you know it.
I do know it.
There's been a lot of men, Jen said, for me.
Yes.
Does that bother you?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about it?
Jesse shook his head. No, he said. Not yet.
Not yet?
Not until I understand it more.
Jen nodded. Do you still talk to Dix?
Sometimes.
Do you talk about that?
Sometimes, Jesse said. The women in my life bother you?
Not very much, Jen said. Mostly I don't think about them.
In their walk, they had made a slow loop along the waterfront, up into the town, and back around down to the waterfront again to Jesse's condominium. They stopped at Jesse's front steps.
Well, Jen said, you are the man in my life now.
Yes, Jesse said.
You want a neck on the porch for a while? Jen said.
Or go right on in and get serious. Jesse put his arms around her.
No hurry, he said.
I love that in a man, Jen whispered and put her face up and kissed him.